This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Welcome to His presence this morning. You will live with an encounter. Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for the first Shiloh hour this time. Thank you for showing up to each one of us. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. There are prayers we pray and God will say, you don't know what you're asking. Mary prayed that kind of prayer. Jesus said, you don't know what you ask. God's blessings usually trace man's obedience. Observe to do what I tell you to do, and all these blessings will come to you and overtake you. Hearken to what I'm saying, do what I command, and all these blessings will come to you and overtake you. And he began to make a list of those amazing blessings that covers all human needs forever. They all spring up from the fountain of obedience. Bless me prayer is you don't know what you're asking. Abraham's obedience brought him under that generational blessing, obedience. Do what I say and I will bless you. I will bless them that bless you and him that curses you. I will curse. I will bless you with security. The blessing will be secured. It will be irreversible. And so Abraham departed in obedience. The blessing began to come. Blessing. We always train man's obedience, not his desires. He will answer your prayers if you pray according to his will. But he blesses your obedience. No matter how hard you pray for a man who is not a giver to enjoy an open heaven, is a wrong prayer. It never gets answered. You can't pray a blessing on a thief. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief. You can't pray strength for someone who does not go to church. They go from strength to strength as they appear in Zion before the Lord. God's blessings will only trail man's obedience, not man's convenience. And so what do? I have a clear word from the Lord. Everybody needs a fresh endowment with the spirit of obedience. The spirit of obedience. Everyone needs a fresh endowment with the spirit of obedience. The Lord said to Isaac, go not down to Egypt. Famine was hitting in the land. Dwell in the land that I tell you. And Isaac dwelt there and sowed in the midst of drought. Obedience brought bountiful harvest in the midst of drought in line with obedience. God has answered the prayer of bless me, bless me, the world will not be able to contain his blessings. No. God's blessings only trace man's obedience. We saw it in Abraham. We saw it in Isaac. It's like that every day. Everywhere, forever. Obedience. He said, there is no substitute for it. To obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken than the fat of rams. Obedience. Particularly his word, which has been tested in fire 7 times. His word, his word, his word. Prophecies may need to be proved. You can't prove his word. Already proved. It's already proved. Can you ever succeed without diligence? No. It's impossible. You can't wish success. See, as the man that's dealing in business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before me, man. God's word requires further proof. It doesn't require further proof. It's already proven. Psalm 12 and verse 6 is being tried in fire 7 times, purified. Nothing missing. You may say you want to prove my prophetic word because I'm a man. I'm liable to misinterpretation, but the word is already interpreted. It interprets itself. The word interprets itself. You can't miss it. Obedience is an asset. Disobedience is a liability. So this morning we are praying, among other things, Jesus, because we are repositioning spiritually. We are praying, Jesus, endue me with the spirit of. There are things he tells you, not a preacher, in your house, in your room, as you open your Bible, that you are wrong. Yeah. Because nobody has heard. You don't really hear anything. And you keep working on in disobedience. It doesn't work. It doesn't pay. God's blessings does not trace your ideas. It traces your obedience. Doesn't trace your desire. It traces your obedience. Stand to your feet. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my ways. You shall keep my commandments and do them. Ezekiel 36 verse 27. Lord, endue me afresh with the spirit of obedience this morning before you begin your prayers. Endue me with the spirit of obedience. Now, wait a minute. That your problem in your marriage does not qualify you for adultery. Does that? That you want to drive a car does not qualify you to go and steal. You come under a curse. God's blessing does not follow your dream, follows your obedience. You don't need a dream to scare the topmost eye, just obey God. You don't need any dream, just obey God. He said, I have a place for you on top. I say, I'm interested. Okay, what if I tell you to do, do it? You don't need any arrangement, you don't need any connection. Lord, endue me on this mountain afresh with the spirit of delightsome obedience, delightsome, not coerced, delightsome, the obedience you enjoy, delightsome obedience to your word, to your word, to your word, to your word. Pride never flies anywhere. God resists the pride, the proud. He stands on their way. But meekness is a blessing. Lord, endue me with the spirit of obedience afresh this morning. And deal me with the spirit of obedience afresh this morning. Let it be one major takeaway from Shiloh. Let this be my major takeaway from Shiloh 2023. A fresh endowment with the spirit of obedience. It may be costly, the end result is priceless. It may appear costly, but the end result is priceless. It may appear costly, the end result is priceless. It may appear costly, but the end result is priceless. It may appear costly, but the end result is priceless. Lord, endue me afresh this morning with the spirit of obedience. Arebu ganeto, a clan grand tonerua, a zizoria becanto, a landrani. His blessing does not follow my desire. It doesn't follow my dream. Doesn't follow my passion. God's blessings only follows my obedience. So help me, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, wait a minute before I check out from here. I have 1 minute more to take off your time of intercession. But Isaiah 65 and verse 8. Destroy it not, for there's a blessing in it. You know, his blessings does not only deliver materials. It secures destiny. Destroy not, because there's a blessing in it. There was a blessing in Joseph, so they couldn't destroy him. Potiphar would have shot him down. But there's a blessing in him. My God. His brothers would have killed him, but there's a blessing in him. You can't carry his blessing and be destroyed. His blessing does not only give a car, a house, those are all ephemeral. Anybody can get that with hard work. Amen. But when it comes to destiny, his blessing secures our destiny. Don't toy with people. Need a new orientation on blessing, what blessing carries. Destroy it not, for there's a blessing in it. Sir, you never know destruction. Lord, enhance my value for obedience so I can access your blessing that delivers from destruction. Enhance my value for your obedience. Your obedience, your obedience, your obedience, your obedience, your obedience, your obedience, your obedience. Enhance my value for your obedience. For obedience to your word. As a lifestyle. As a lifestyle. As a lifestyle. Enhance my obedience to your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. We have the next 30 minutes to go before the Lord and seek his face, beginning with thanksgiving. His grace brought you and me to where we are today. Let's appreciate him for that, and then we go before him to make our specific desires as we normally do in the name of Jesus. Let's go ahead. Over to you. Take any position convenient for you. You may sit, you may kneel, you may stand, you may walk around, whichever one. Just stay focused. Now, it is between you and your God, not anybody else. Between you and your God. 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 You are also expected to listen to him as he speaks to you. Listen to him. And you have your memoir or your diary or whatever, you can take note of anything he tells you. Take note of anything he's instructing you to do. Jesus, I've come to your presence with a desire. And here are my desires, Jesus. Shall we rise to our feet and begin to give God thanks? If you believe that God heard you, now begin to give him thanks. La ruche que le broya. Ande polage tangeloradis. Zebrediash. Give him thanks, everyone. If you believe that God heard you, give him thanks. If you believe that Jesus heard you, give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. One unique thing about Shiloh Prayer Hour is that you speak to God and he speaks back to you. Moses called unto God on Mount Sinai and God answered him by a voice. He speaks back to us. He's not an idol. He has ears and he hears. He has mouth and he speaks. So he speaks back to us as we speak to him on issues from the depth of our heart. May each one's ears be open throughout our experience on this mountain. You can hear as God speaks back to you. You are living Shiloh, a new man and a new woman. I'm sure God spoke to some people this morning. Did God speak to someone this morning? Lift up your two hands. Give him thanks. Let's praise him. Thank you, Jesus.
The answered our prayers. He has said us already.
The Lord has answered our prayers.
He has said us already.
The Lord has answered
your prayers.
God has answered my prayer. That's our prayer. Do you know how many people pray? Can you tell who didn't pray? God has answered my prayer. He's heard me already. If you truly pray, that's the song. That's a prophetic word for you. Come on now.
The Lord has answered my prayer. He has said me already.
The Lord has answered my prayer. He has said me already.
The Lord has answered my prayers. He has said me already.
The Lord. Ready,
Jesus.
being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him. He always exalts the obedient. It may be costly, the end result is priceless. God always exalts the obedient. May that grace that's come upon us today remain growing in our lives. That at no time in your life will you say it doesn't matter when God speaks in his word. May that time never come in your life when you will say it does not matter. May every commandment of scriptures matter to you from henceforth. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him. Give me a name above every name, that his name every name should bow. You are going somewhere. Obedience is your cheapest flight to the topmost top. Obedience is your cheapest flight to the topmost top. Obedience is your cheapest flight to your topmost top. Obedience is your cheapest flight to your topmost top. Your view has no standing with God. Your opinion has no place with God. It's what is set to in heaven forever. You can't do anything against it. But for it, take it or leave it. That's the word. Take it or leave it. Grace to take it. To take it raw and swallow it all. Receive it right now. We are going to be starting the hour of visitation at 7:15 or something. Yeah. So, it has started already. So, come ready with an open heart to plug into every word I'll be dropping into your spirit. They are ordained for your change and my change of story. And I pray that every session, every teaching session this morning will release your own blessing to you. And as you connect with it, too, you don't have to struggle. You have committed him by your obedience. You can cheaply commit God by your obedience without having to sweat over issues. It's your turn at last. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks one more time. It's never too much. Give God thanks one more time. A name is emerging from this first Shiloh prayer hour in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.